As schools consider reopening amid the COVID-19 pandemic, some take comfort in the apparent ability of children to weather the virus. But as cases in Arizona ramp up, so too do infection rates among people 20 and younger, including occurrences of mysterious related illness. From KJZZ's Arizona Science Desk, Nicholas Gervis has a closer look.
It was sort of towards the end of March that a number of pediatricians started noticing an unusual illness. We had children who were admitted to pediatric intensive care units, critically ill, with a very unusual syndrome.
Dr. Michael Levine of Imperial College in London, England, was among the first to encounter multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or MIS, in children. The illness causes fever, severe gastrointestinal problems, shock, and assaults on multiple organs, especially the heart.
The cardiac findings were striking. A significant proportion of them, 8 out of the 19 who had echocardiograms initially, had evidence of impaired left ventricular function.
While other experts compiled data on the new coronavirus and worked to protect those most at risk, pediatric doctors gathered clues about a disease that appeared to affect otherwise healthy children.
One child had epilepsy, one child had asthma, but generally these were healthy children.
The cardiac damage, with in some cases rash and red eyes, brought to mind Kawasaki disease, a puzzling condition usually affecting children under 5. But patients went into shock 15 times as often in MIS as in Kawasaki, and landed far more often in intensive care. Dr. James Schneider of Cohen Children's Medical Center in New York.
About 80% of our children in our cohort have required ICU care.
What's more, MIS patients were older. Their cardiovascular problems happened too early. Their breathing difficulties stemmed from cardiac damage, not respiratory infections. Though inconclusive, lab results suggested one possible culprit, a hyperactive immune response.
Getting evidence of inflammation is really key to differentiating this from other syndromes.
Gradually, doctors defined the new syndrome. It came in at least 3 versions. Only one resembled Kawasaki, but all involved fever, inflammation, multiple organ problems, and happened in patients who had been exposed to or tested positive for coronavirus.
It seemed to be a new and unusual childhood illness, which was emerging really a month behind the COVID epidemic curve.
That lag suggested a possible cause.
The timing after the COVID-19 curve, the majority of patients being negative for virus but positive for antibody, would suggest that this illness is mediated by the development of acquired immunity to COVID rather than by direct viral injury.
In other words, MIS patients get sick not from initial coronavirus infection, but from something that happens 3 to 4 weeks later. But as Dr. Roberta DiBiase of Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. explains, experts don't know what that something is.
Is it just you had your single infection that you didn't really get too sick from, and now this is sort of the leftover of that that gets revved up? Or is it that you kind of got over the whole thing and then you got re-exposed to virus out in the community, and like it's a boosted response?
The Arizona Department of Health Services says the state has, quote, no confirmed cases at this time. But Dr. Lynn Lawrence of Cardin Children's Hospital in Mesa says they are seeing MIS patients.
The challenge with that, though, is that some of these kids are asymptomatic, so parents won't even realize that they had COVID.
The pattern remains baffling. Some children have underlying conditions, but many don't. In some places, race and sex are important, elsewhere, not. And again, there's the matter of age.
We're seeing it in infants all the way up to teenagers, and now we're hearing about reports in even young adults.
DiBiase sees the same pattern.
When we compare the critically ill kids, it really is the older adolescents compared to the younger kids, and this was statistically significant.
So not only do we not know how many young people have coronavirus, but the very reason for that invisibility, their effective immune reaction, could be what makes them susceptible to MIS.
We are at the beginning of all this, so I think that as we progress through the next few weeks and even months, that we'll get more information to see if there's a pattern.
The point, experts say, is not to panic or lock our kids away. It's simply to be aware MIS exists.
The vast majority of these kids are going to be fine and are not going to have this terrible inflammatory condition.
Experts say parents should take precautions, trust their instincts, and if they see these symptoms, seek medical care. Nicholas Gerbus, KJZZ News, Phoenix.